Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
Our first reading is a reading from Jeremiah. The prophet Jeremiah spoke to the prophet Hananiah in the presence of the priest and all the people who were standing in the house of the Lord. And the prophet Jeremiah said, "Amen. May the Lord do so. May the Lord fulfill the words that you have prophesied and bring back to this place from Babylon the vessels of the Lord, house of the Lord, and all the exiles. But listen now to this word that I speak in your hearing and in the hearing of all the people. The prophets who preceded you and me from ancient times prophesied war, famine, and pestilence against many countries and great kingdoms. As for the prophet who prophesies peace, when the word of that prophet comes true, then it will be known that the Lord has truly sent the prophet." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Our second reading is a reading from Romans. "Do not let sin exercise dominion in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. No longer present your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present your members to God as members of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace. What then? Should we sin because we are not under law, but under grace? By no means. Do you not know that if you present yourselves to anyone as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, either of sin, which leads to death, or of obedience, which means leads to righteousness? But thanks be to God that you have once been slaves of sin, have been obedient from the heart to the form of teaching to which you were entrusted, and that you, having been set free from sin, have become slaves of righteousness. I am speaking in human terms because of your natural limitations. For just as you once presented your members as slaves to impurity and to greater and greater iniquity, so now present your members as slaves to righteousness for sanctification. When you were slaves of sin, you were free in regard to righteousness. So what advantage did you then get from the things of which you now are ashamed? The end of those things is death. But now that I have been freed from sin and enslaved to God, the advantage you get is sanctification. The end is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. And whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday at the men's breakfast, they spent time discussing key words that guide their life. Each one responded to the prompt, asking for a single word, or maybe a couple words, or in some cases, whole paragraphs that provide ground for their life. The conversation started from Red Layton's Principles for Living. Many important words came to the fore. People noted patience
and noted that that was not in Red's list of things. Many other important words showed up. Perseverance under different language, listening to other people closely, and knowing people. And, well, those other concepts that have provided guideposts for those in their living. The facilitator kept a list and indeed prayed for that whole community who is gathered together and their keystones. Scripture relates God's principles, guiding principles. Certainly, Jesus offers these principles in his teaching, in his healing, and in his proclamation. His life, his death, and his resurrection proclaim love as fundamental. Of course, readers of the Bible know that love for God and love for neighbor form the ground of both the Hebrew Scriptures and the New Testament. Today, Jesus speaks of welcome. Congregations know that welcome takes many different forms. Welcome can include hospitality, welcoming people into the space. Hospitality at its best involves anticipating what people may need before they arrive, perhaps even before they know what they need. This kind of hospitality feels seamless and easy. But it takes a great deal of intentionality to prepare. Welcome can also take the form of invitation, welcoming people with messages that speak their particular reality. Such invitation recognizes that different people have different generations, different histories, different cultures, different realities. One message does not speak to everyone. One recent trainer said that, in fact, congregation ministry leaders need to provide multiple messages for events, with each one inviting people from their particular differing generations, differing social and economic circumstance, with messages that are specific to them. Welcome also turns congregations outward. While many congregations in the middle of the last century got into the habit of waiting for the next immigrant to arrive or for the next birth to grow the congregation, such meet the boat welcome and invitation no longer works in most congregations. Such invitation and welcome does not typically anticipate the needs of the community, and it often focuses on the existing culture without being nimble in responding to the changing circumstances around the congregation. True welcome understands the walls of the church to be porous. Congregation members listen carefully to the community around them. They listen for what will serve as good news to their neighbors and walk with those neighbors in developing ministry that responds to the emerging needs. Such porous, walled welcome understands that what worked 20 years ago or 30 years ago or 50 years ago may or may not work today. It all may need revision. Whatever the case, such welcome goes beyond sitting and waiting for people to discover Jesus within these walls. And yet Jesus was not talking about any of this, this hospitality, this invitation, this meeting the boat, or the porous walled invitation. Rather, Jesus sent his disciples out into the world to invite people into the reign of God. This reign of God brings powerful good news that restores relationship and sustains abundant life. The reign of God offers this grace without merit. Jesus speaks truth to his disciples, whom he sends out into the world to share the good news. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. When the sovereign sends an emissary, the king expects their messenger to be received as though they, the king, had come themselves. So whoever welcomes a disciple welcomes Jesus, and whoever welcomes Jesus welcomes God the Father. Jesus acknowledges that this ministry presents challenges. Not everyone will receive the disciples, now turned apostles. The learners have become the ones sent out. Yesterday, among the men's breakfast crowd, some acknowledged the truth that bearing witness to God and God's love does not always receive a welcome. Serving faithfully involves going out into the world, showing love and grace, extending invitation and welcome, providing a place of belonging. So often, Jesus welcomes those whom so many see as the wrong kind of people. Jesus, in his ministry, subverts polite society, subverts political expedience, and subverts religious legalism. He did that way back when, and he does so today. Following Jesus in his way of welcome, of invitation, and of belonging presents many challenges in social and cultural spaces that prefer to box people in. The promise that Jesus offers comes down to one reality. Those who welcome his message and his messengers will know the abundance of God's reign today and every day. Welcome with abandon, indeed, welcome with intentionality, now and always.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at standrewslutheran.org. That's SAINT AndrewsLutheran.org. Have a glorious week.